You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. I am your host, Adam Balio. Americans spend over $30 billion on complementary and alternative medicine each year. As healthcare professionals, we need to know the facts. Let's find evidence-based medicine together. This podcast is not designed to be used for medical or legal advice. Thank you. How do flowers make you feel? How do emotions affect our health? Today, on the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast, we're talking about a very specific therapy derived from flowers. Bach flower remedies were created in the 1930s by the English scientist named Edward Bach. This flower therapy is based on two beliefs: the homeopathic idea that dilution makes the treatment stronger, and the metaphysical idea that thoughts and feelings can manifest as physical problems. Bach believed the essence of flowers was released by the rays of the sun in natural spring water. Preparations of Bach flower remedies involve either collecting dew off the flowers, infusing water with flower essence while exposed to 3 hours of sunlight, or potentially by boiling for a short time in spring water. Brandy is then added to enhance the medicinal effects of the infusion. Each of these preparations are designed to infuse the spring water with the energy of the flower involved. Originally, 37 different flowers were chosen from the English countryside based on Dr. Bach's specific emotional response to each flower in reference to 7 different emotional divisions, including fear, uncertainty, insufficient interest in present circumstances, loneliness, oversensitivity to influence and ideas, despondency, or despair, and overcare for the welfare of others. Dr. Bach believed that many injuries and illnesses have an emotional precursor. When the underlying emotion is treated, the illness should go away. This concept of healing is explored further by metaphysical proponents such as Louis L. Hay, author of You Can Heal Your Life. Bach flower remedies are meant to be selected and used by anyone. Methods for selection can be found for free at www.bachflower.com. The materials make it clear that each flower remedy is associated with a specific emotional state, frame of mind, or thought, and correlates to a favorable outcome. For example, agrimony is used for patients who hide problems behind a cheerful face. After taking this remedy, the outcome should be cheerfulness stemming from a real sense of self-acceptance and inner joy. Although the remedy can be taken straight from the bottle, either in the mouth or on the skin, they recommend further dilution by putting 2 to 4 drops of the original remedy in a 30 milliliter bottle, adding a teaspoon of preservative, such as apple cider vinegar, and filling the rest with spring water. This dilution can be taken orally or topically as often as desired until the patient experiences the desired effect. It is intended to take just a little bit several times a day or sipped in water throughout the day. It is worth noting that no side effects have been reported in connection with flower remedies. I will be honest that I was surprised to find a study demonstrating efficacy for Bach flower remedies. This study was a double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial involving 111 undergraduate nursing students enrolled in 4 classes across 2 semesters. The trial attempted to validate one of their more commonly used products called Rescue Remedy. This remedy is used for relief from the acute stress of emergencies, shock, and anxiety. It's a mixture of 5 essences, including cherry plum, clematis, impatience, Star of Bethlehem, and rock rose. Participants were excluded if they took a class where Bach flower remedies were discussed. Participants were mostly young single women, with the average age being 25. 91% of them were female, and 75% were single. They were fairly homogeneous as far as race is concerned. For the trial, professors in two classes across two semesters declared that a surprise test would be administered at the end of the three-hour class period. Randomized bottles of placebo or rescue remedy were distributed, and participants were told to administer four drops onto the tongue five different times across the 3 hours. Participants took a survey evaluating stress levels before first dose and after last dose. No adverse reactions were reported. Two outcomes stood out to me. On the one hand, overall stress levels were found not to be statistically significant between placebo and treatment arms. On the other hand, however, when participants were divided by intensity of beginning anxiety, statistical significance emerged for those experiencing higher anxiety. I think it's important to recognize that the participants were aware that they were being treated for anxiety, and that this was a self-reported status. However, the fact that the treatment managed to show efficacy over placebo for participants with moderate acute anxiety does deserve a second look. I think this trial demonstrates justification for further studies to evaluate the intervention in greater detail. A bottle of rescue remedy costs about $15 for 0.35 ounces. This equates to roughly 200 drops, which can make between 50 and 100 dilutions of 30-ounce bottles. Even considering the placebo effect, this may be worth the price. I would feel comfortable recommending women who are concerned about moderate acute anxiety carry this product with them to reduce stress. Of course, I would want to discuss with them how to dilute it properly so as to extend the value of the product to its maximum. I think it's also important to emphasize to the patient that this is an energy-based therapy, focusing on metaphysical responses to thoughts and feelings. You can find more information about this modality at www.bachflower.com. It was my experience that they quickly reply with more information upon request. I hope you enjoyed listening today. You can show how much you enjoyed the show by leaving a rating and review, as well as telling a friend who might like to listen. Thank you for listening, and please join us again on the next Integrated Pharmacist podcast.
I hope you enjoyed the Integrated Pharmacist podcast. If you like what you heard, please give us a good rating, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.